We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Hoezer, Hilchos Piri Verivia, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Chaf Hey. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into a new topic, but still connected to the train of thought that we've been following till now. Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza as part of Halacha Hey. We're going to be discussing the concept of Yibum and Chalitza, whereby the Torah tells us that if a man passes away without having children and he has a brother, his brother has an obligation to marry the deceased brother's wife to produce children from her that will be in the name of the deceased brother. If you're able to hear the siren in the background, this shir is being given on Yom HaZikaron of Tavshin Ayin Gimel. The shir should be Le'ilui Nishmas, all those who need an Ilui Neshama, all. V'ze b'chinas Yibum v'chalitza. Kikvar mavur. So that's Yibum. If the brother, the living brother, refuses to marry his deceased brother's wife, then there's a procedure of chalitza, which involves his shoe being removed and his deceased brother's wife spitting in front of him. It's a little bit of an embarrassing procedure that releases the woman to be permitted to marry anyone she should want at that point in time. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, paragraph Chaf Hei. Kikvar mavur she'ikara ha'hoilodo kedei laharbois nefesh mi'Yisrael. We explained previously in this halacha that one of the main reasons for having children is in order to increase the number of souls in Klal Yisrael, shaydeze nisrabu habatim moed, which thereby multiplies and increases the number of heavenly batim tremendously. Again, this halacha is based on chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran, the Torah Tikkun Teichacha, where one of the topics that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there is increasing and enlarging the size of the Jewish community. That when you have a group of Jews together doing a mitzvah and an additional person joins them, he multiplies the number of spiritual creations that are created from that group. Let's say you had 11 people and a 12th person comes in, it doesn't just increase the produce by one, it increases it by billions and trillions. It goes in factorial, it works in factorial. 1 times 1 is 1, 2 times 2 is 2, 3 times 3 is 9, 3 times 2 is 6, 4 times 6 is 24, factorial each time continuing from the number before. And these are the term that's used is batim, heavenly homes, spiritual homes that are built, that are generated from mitzvahs that are performed by Jews, especially when a group of Jews are doing a mitzvah together. V'ikar ha'hoilado nimsheches b'sharosho mibchinas ruach hatzadik. Shehu b'chinas ruach nevuah. And the whole concept of birth, of bringing a child into the world, is dependent on and comes about through the Holy Spirit of the Tzaddik, the Ruach of the Tzaddik, which is a spirit of prophecy, shaydezeh mizbarer hamedameh. And when we have this spirit of prophecy, it clarifies the medame. Medame means unclarity. Medame is like twilight. Medame is gray, when you have things that are mixed, good and bad. Medame is an unclear view, an unclear vision. And prophecy is a very clear view. Prophecy is the ability to see into heaven, to see into the future. So the stronger the spirit of nevuah gets, the more it corrects, fixes the medame. Shaydeze mizbareres huemuna. And this also leads to a clarification of faith. Shehi bechinas isha yiras Hashem. faith, emuna, is referred to as the woman, the holy woman. Shemisham kol ha'hilados, from whom all births come forth. Rav Nosson Zal here is quoting small bits and pieces from the chapter on Likutei Moran. If you're familiar with the chapter, it's much clearer. But he's using certain words, key words that are mentioned in that chapter on Likutei Moran, for us to know what he's trying to prepare now. He's using this to prepare for a discussion. V'chol ma shenoilad yoiser nefesh miYisrael, and every time that an additional soul is born to the Jewish people, an additional child is born, hu bechinas chidush ha'olam. That's an aspect of renewal of the world. Ki ha'odam hu olam katan, because each person is referred to as a miniature world. So a new person being born is a new world, chidush ha'olam. V'chol odam hu bechinas inyan chodosh v'seichel chodosh legamri. And every single person represents something new, a new type of seichel. Kimavur etzleinu b'mokom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Sichoi Soran, in Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, chapter 50, paragraph 54, shafilu hagilgul, that even when we speak about reincarnation, even when we speak about a soul coming back to the world again, it does not come back. It doesn't return exactly the same way as it was before. Rak nefesh zeh, imruach zeh. But rather, some of the parts are changed. Lahavdil, it's like you give your car into a repair shop and they tell you you're going to have to keep it there for a few days because we have to change certain parts. And then you come back a few days later, you pick up your car and you look at it and you say, hey, this is my car. I don't see what you changed. And I says, you don't see what I changed. May you get under the car with me, I'll show you what I changed. Lahavdil, a soul, a Jewish soul, when it goes up to heaven, when a person passes away, when that soul is reincarnated, Rabbeinu Zal tells us, it never comes back exactly the same it was before. Sometimes it'll be a different ruach, sometimes a different nefesh, different parts. So therefore, each birth is something new. Even if it's a reincarnation, it's not the same thing coming back. It's something new. It's an aspect of chidush ha'olam. V'hakol b'shvil lefarsem ulegalos emunos yisboro. And the purpose of all of this, the purpose of the world, the purpose of the mission of the Jewish people, and the purpose of bringing new children into the world is to broadcast and publicize faith in Hashem. Recognition of Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 100, V'ador v'odor emunasoi. And from generation to generation, we pass on faith in Hashem. We're transmitting faith in Hashem. V'chol ma'ashenis rabben nefesh yoyser. And the more that we increase the number of people, the number of souls, v'nizgadel beis hatfilo yoyser, al yidei ribuy abatim, and therefore, the house of prayer becomes larger because there are more batim being generated. Each time you have an additional person joining the community, what's produced from there is thousands or millions of times more. This increases the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy becomes stronger. Because the spirit of prophecy comes from the souls of the Jewish people. It's based on the souls of the Jewish people. And the stronger those souls are, or the more of them that there are, the more prophecy they can draw into the world. Al kein, therefore, kol ma shenisrabin tseirufein hanefoshes yoiser, therefore, the more souls that get added to the picture, and these souls unite, and they bounce off each other, and they generate more and more tsirufim, more and more combinations, like we discussed earlier. When you have two things, you can make two combinations from them. Three things, you can make six combinations. Four things, 24 combinations. So the more souls you have, the more tsirufim that are generated from them. then the spirit of prophecy that's being generated is also greater. And that allows us to give birth to more souls. The stronger the nevuah, the more souls, the more new souls can come into the world. Shiigalu hu emuna b'yoser, who will broadcast faith in Hashem, greater. V'chein choizer cholila. And this cycle, it keeps going round and round. This A generates B, B generates C, C generates D, and D generates more of A, more of B. It keeps going around and around like that. The more nevuah, the more nefoshes. The more nefoshes, the stronger the nevuah gets. And the more nefoshes nevuah, the more the emuna in Hashem gets increased in the world. Vayidezeh tovoi hageula kanal. And this is what will bring about the final redemption. This increase in the souls of the Jewish people. This increase in emuna. Ki ein ben David bo at sheyichlu kol haneshomai shebeguf. Because the Gemara tells us Moshiach will not come until all the souls of the guf get used up. And every time a new child is brought into the world, it's bringing that closer. This is why the Arizal says in the tefillah that we say in the morning, Uvol etzion, at the end of Shacharis, after Ashrei, we say Lam Natzeach Yancha, then we say Uvol etzion. It begins with the words Uvol etzion goyel, the Redeemer will come to Israel, to Yerushalayim, Uleshove fesha b'yakoy, to those who do tshuva from all types of sins among the nation of Yaakov. Va'ani zois brisi, and I, this is my covenant, Hashem says, between me and the Jewish people. So the Arizal says that, follow this for a moment, uvo letzion goyel, the Redeemer will come. The words goyel uleshove fesha spell the word guf. Beyakov ne'um Hashem va'ani spells the word bonov. Guf bonov. Through the bodies of one's children, that's what will bring around about the guf bonov. This is why it's so important to get married, to have children, or to have students, or to help people who have children. Validei kol hanal, the Gemara says if somebody teaches somebody else's child Torah, it's as if they gave birth to them. Validei kol hanal, and through all of these things we just mentioned above, nimshach kol hanigun, this brings forth the special song, Hamavur Sham, which is discussed over there in Likut Imran, chapter 8, in the second half of Likut Imran, Hamashke Es Hagan, the song that waters the garden, the special garden. We know in Bereshis, it speaks about after Adam and Chav ate from the Eitz Hadas, it says that they heard the voice of Hashem in the garden and they were filled with fear. So there is this voice of Hashem, there is this speaker system in the garden. Rabbein Azal over there in Likut Imran speaks about this special song that plays in the garden. Shayidezeh mezgaber ekev digdusha al ekev de sitrachra, which is what strengthens the foot of holiness over the foot of the sitrachra. Ekev doesn't just mean the foot, it means the heel of the foot, the bottom of the foot. This is a discussion over there in the beginning of that chapter in Likut Imran. Rabbein Azal speaks about Yaakov versus Esav. Yaakov is referred to as Ekev, Vayakveni ze pamayim, and Esav is also referred to as the heel. The pasuk says, Higdil olai okev. We say it in Tikkun HaKloli, other places. There's the heel of Kedusha versus the heel of the Sitrachra. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says over there in Chumash, Veyodoi oichezes ba'akev Esav, that when they were both coming out of their mother's womb, Esav came out first, and Yaakov Avinu was holding on to the heel of the foot of Esav, ba'akev Esav. So there's the akev Esav and the akev of Yaakov. Veze bechinas klei zemer shemenaknin alachasana. And based on what we're learning here about this special song, this song of emuna, of nevuah, this song that's related to bringing new souls into the world, Rav Nosal says, now you'll understand why at a wedding there's great significance to song, singing, and music. Ki ikar hachasana hi b'shvil haylada, because one of the main purposes of getting married is to bring children into the world. Shaydeze nimshach koil hanigun, which is what brings forth that special song that nourishes and waters the holy garden, the Gan Eden. Now Rav Nosson Zal gets into the topic of yibum and chalitza. Veze shemeis beloy bonim rachmona litzlan, and this brother who left the world without having children, who pogim mikol hanal, he is lacking in these things we just spoke about. V'alkein loy oyel lefargoida damalka, and therefore the Zohar HaKadosh says, this blocks him from being able to enter into a certain place behind a certain curtain, kaviyochel, by Hashem. K'may shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh. V'alkein nishar nishmosoi kshura ba'akev ochiv kamuva. And that's why the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, this brother who passed away, the deceased brother, because he didn't have children, he didn't complete something in this world, a part of him remains down below in this world, attached to the heel of the foot of his living brother. This is what the Arizal explains. Ki ad shom magia hapigam, because what's lacking is related to the heel of the foot. As we said before, there's the heel of the foot of Yaakov versus the heel of the foot of Esau. And we know that the Torah refers to one's children as an extension of the person. The Gemara says, bro karo davua, a son is the leg of his father. So the children represent the extension of the parents. Here, this person, this brother, part of his soul remains behind now, attached to the heel of the foot of his living brother. Bebechinas okev, sheloi zocho la'aposha olohilota, because he didn't have children. Shaydeze hoyunas in kol ha'tikunim anal, because if he would have had children, these tikunim that we mentioned here would have been accomplished. Ad shohoya mistakein bechinas so ekov digdusha kanal, and would have resulted in a tikun for the heel of the foot of kedusha for Yaakov. V'alkein nishmosoi kshura shom bebechinas okev, and that's why the Arizal tells us that the soul of the brother who passed away remains attached to the heel of the foot of his living brother. V'alkein tikunoi al yedei ochiv. And therefore, the tikkun for that brother who passed away is via his living brother, shehu somech elav b'tzirufei oisius, who is very close to him spiritually. Spiritually, in the letters, they're closely connected together. Kishishim riboy nafshos Yisrael heim bechinas shishim riboy oisius ha-Torah. Because the 600,000 Jewish souls are associated with the 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah. V'chol echad miYisrael yesh lo ois b'Torah. Every single Jew has a corresponding letter in the Torah. V'chol ois kolul mikol ha'oisios. And each letter is a composite of all the letters. U'kemoikein so too, kol nefesh kolul mikol hanefoshos. Each and every soul is a composite of all the souls. Rak sheikroi nechaz bezehois. It's just that this particular soul has a special connection to this particular letter, but it's really connected to all the letters and to all the souls. Ukemoi sheyesh batoira parshiois upsukim vetevois voisiois. Just like in a Sefer Torah, you have different groupings of letters. You have a word, which is a grouping of three or five letters. You have a sentence, which is a grouping of five or ten words. You have a paragraph, and then you have an entire parsha. So too, kein b'hashvotim. So too, among the tri, kein b'hanafoshos. So too, by the Jewish souls, we also have groupings. Yesh shvotim, there's a tribe, which could consist of 75,000 people, umishbachois, and then there's families, ubote ovois, and then within the family there's an individual grouping, within the extended family there's the individual families, and so on and so forth. V'chol echod im ochiv hu k'may teva achas b'toira. Therefore, within a family, the different brothers are like different letters within one word. Sheyesh bo kamoisius, each word has multiple letters. K'moikein yesh b'vei soviv kama nefoshes shelechov. Just like a word is made up of multiple letters, in a family, in the home of a particular man, he has multiple children. His house is made up of multiple children. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'ochiv, that a person's brother, somuchelov betzirufeyosius, is close to that person within the letters, the combinations of letters of the Torah. Alkein, yesh loy koyach lego'oloi besoid ha'ibum. And that's why the living brother has the ability to redeem, to fix the brother who passed away through this procedure called Yibum. Ve'ikar tikkun ha'ibum al yedei bechinas hahu rucho deshodi begavo. And the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal explain that the main tikkun of Yibum is brought about as a result of a certain holy spirit that the first brother who had married this woman, when he married her, the first time they were together, the Zohar HaKadosh says, he injects a certain ruach, a certain holy spirit into the woman. The Gemara says that usually a woman does not become pregnant from the first association with her husband. So the Sifrei Kabbalah explains, so then what does happen? What is happening at that point? And they explain that first association is what makes her into a keli, a vessel, to prepare her to be able to have children through subsequent associations. And the Sifrei Kabbalah, the terminology that used is that there is a certain ruach, a spirit of holiness, that the husband injects into the wife during that first union. And that ruach remains with her. Now, if the husband ends up passing away without having children, that ruach of that first husband is still inside of her. And now, if that husband's brother goes ahead and is meyabim her, if he marries his brother's wife, the children that are born from a combination of the new brother, the second brother, and also the spirit of that first brother that was still lingering inside. Hainu, bechinas ruach nevuah hanal. Rab Nosson Zal says it's that same term. In Likutim Ran, Rabbein Zal speaking about a ruach nevuah, which is a ruach of kedusha, and the Zohar HaKadosh and Arizal are speaking about a ruach of kedusha that's found there. Hanimshach b'sharoshoy me'atzadik, which originates from the tzaddik. The tzaddik is called Ish Asher Ruach Boy. The tzaddikim are the source of all ruach of kedusha. Shemishom ha'hilodo kanal, and that's where birth comes from. V'alkein, and therefore al yedei hahu rucha, through by awakening and by including that ruach, yochoy l'saknoi, the living brother has the ability to rectify the brother who passed away. Ki choizer v'nitztayer al yedei hahu rucha, because that brother who passed away comes back to life in a sense and takes on a shape and form through that ruach, shaydeze mizbarer hu emuna. And as we learned in Likutei Moran over there, when the ruach of kedusha increases, it refines the emuna, v'zeichen lechidish olam, and we zeiche to the new world, shemisham hatikin, from which the tikkun comes from. The new world could be in the form of a new child that's produced. That's one form of chidish olam. Okay, so here Rav Nosson Zal touched on the topic of Yibum. He gave us a little bit. We're going to have much more on this later on in this volume of Likutei Halachos. One of the last sets of halachas is about 20, 30 pages on this topic of Yibum. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein, and therefore, kishe'enoi roitze liyabim, when this second brother, the living brother, makes a decision that he does not want to go through this procedure of Yibum. He does not want to marry his deceased brother's wife. Azai, the Torah tells us, then what has to happen is v'cholzo na'aloi me'al raglov, the woman removes the shoe from the foot of the living brother. That's one of the steps in the procedure. Why is she doing this? Laharoisloi, to show him shepogam bebechinas okev, that he is lacking something in the heel of the foot. Because around the heel of his foot is the soul of the deceased brother. And had he chosen to go through the process of Yibum, he would have made a tikkun for that soul. And by his choosing not to go through the procedure of Yibum, there's something lacking in the heel of the foot. And that's shown by the woman removing his shoe. Ki kol ha-pegam nimshach mechet odom rishon. Because this whole problem, all deficiencies and everything that's lacking, all originates from the original deficiency, the sin of Adam HaRishon, Sheloi Zocho L'Saknoi Kefi Chelkoi, which this person was not Zoicha to correct based on his share within Adam HaRishon. Each one of us represents a piece of Adam HaRishon, and each one of us is supposed to be fixing, correcting our part. And the main effects and damage of the sin of Adam HaRishon was reflected in the heel of the foot. Because who's the one who convinced Adam and Chava to commit the sin? The snake, the shrewd snake. Shemishom kol hakilkulim. And it's as a result of that mistake, eating from the Eitz Hadas, that's what causes all sins and all destruction and all damage and all defectiveness and deficiencies in the world. Kimavura b'hatoyran al, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moharan. Shayidei ze goram, and as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, they caused Hashem to say, v'ato teshufenu okev, that the snake would be able to attack man at the heel of his foot. That's the wording that's used in the pasuk. V'ata teshufenu okev, that the heel is what became vulnerable. The heel is what became defective in a sense. Shemishom koichoi shel akev Esav, and that's where Esav got the power of the heel of his foot. Shehu zuamas hanochosh, Esav represents the impurity of the snake. V'hatikun, and the tikkun for all of this, the rectification for all of this is al yedei koil hanigun, through the special song hamavur sham, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moharan, shenimshach al yedei birur ho'emuna, which is generated when we clarify and broaden the emuna, the faith. Shehu bechinas, just as the Torah tells us by Adam and Chava, es koilcho shomati bagon vo'ira. Hashem, we heard your voice in the garden, and I was filled with fear, Adam HaRishon says. Kamo Shem Avor Shem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there in Likutei Moharan. Ve'oz achar shehischil atikun, and at that point, after the tikkun began, after Hashem helped Adam and Chava start fixing up the damage, the Torah tells us, Ksiv, it says, Vayas Hashem alikim l'Adam alishtoi kosna soyer vayalbishem. Hashem prepared for Adam and Chava garments of leather garments, and he dressed them. Rav Nosson Zal says, Soid hamin olayim kimuva. The Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal say that those leather garments refer to shoes, which are worn on the heel of the foot. The whole pigam was in the heel of the foot. Leather garments of oyer are associated with the heel of the foot. This is why the Arizal, especially when we speak about mourning, a person chas shom lo aleinu who loses a parent or loses a relative, or Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, when we're not supposed to wear shoes, the Arizal and Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that that refers only to leather shoes, specifically to leather shoes. Shoes can, that's tied into this kosnosor, these garments of leather, because there's a whole connection kabbalistically between the leather of the shoes and the leather of the tefillin. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about it, the Arizal and Rav Nosson Zal speaks about it. We're going to have it in Hilchas Yibum and other places. We're going to have a lot of clarity on that. V'al kein, and therefore, zeh hayovam she'enoi roitzaliyabim, this living brother, the Yavam, who refuses to go through the procedure of Yibum, v'zeh moire she'en boi koyach lahamshich kol atikunim kanal, which implies that he is not qualified to rectify the dead brother. He's not qualified to fix everything that needs to be fixed here. Al kein, therefore, v'choltzonaloi me'al ragloi. The Torah tells us she removes his shoe from his foot. The ons of Omran, she says to him, she goes and announces, kocho ye'ose lo'ish asher lo yivnes be'sochiv. This is the procedure that's done for to a man who refuses to build up his brother's home, his brother's family. Kishom hapegam, because that's where the defect is, that's where the deficiency is. Bebechinas menolim, in the shoes, in the heel of the foot. Shehim bechinas kosnasor. These are the leather garments that Hashem gave Adam and Chava to try to start fixing the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Shehim b'chinas tikun ho'okev. That's the tikun for the heel of the foot. V'zehu, and this is also why the Torah tells us that besides removing his shoe, the woman spits in front of the man. V'yorka b'fonav. She spits before him. Shehu b'chinas bizoyon. That's one of the most powerful insults to insult a person. Hepech hakovoy. The opposite of honor and respect. Ki ruach nevuah hanal nimshach mikovoid, k'moshim avorsham. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows us over there in Likut Imran that this ruach nevuah we were speaking about, this ruach of Kedusha, this ruach comes from kovoid. Whenever there's a lot of kovoid, it generates, just like at Har Sinai, when you had 600,000 Jews together, united, showing respect to Hashem, that's what brought that flow of prophecy that Hashem spoke to every one of us face to face. Ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem. That was the greatest revelation of nevuah, of ruach nevuah. V'alkein ze shepogam bozeh, and therefore this living brother who refuses to go through with the yibum, he is poigem in this, he's deficient in this, pogam bakovoid. Therefore he's also being poigem in the kovoid, in the honor and respect. V'alkein v'yorka b'fonov. Therefore she spits in front of him. Shehu hepech hakovoid, which is the opposite of respect. This is one of the rare places where Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha with a short prayer. Yehi rotzoin, may it be the will of Hashem, shetatzileinu, that Hashem should save us, v'eskol amcha Yisrael, and the entire Jewish people, shelo yavoyu lidei chalitza v'yibum, that we should not have to go through these procedures, the procedure of chalitza or yibum, v'yekuyam mehera, and may it be fulfilled shortly, hakotoin yihi eli elef, that the little one will become 1,000, one little man will have children and grandchildren, and it'll become a family of 1,000. V'hatsoyer, and the young nation, Lagoy Otzum, will evolve into a great, powerful nation. Ani Hashem be'ito hachishena. I, Hashem, at the right time, will make this happen very quickly. Baruch Hashem lo'olam, amen v'amen. May Hashem be blessed eternally. Yimloich Hashem lo'olam, v'kayach tzino dor v'dor, halleluka. Rav Nosson Zal finished this subject. He concluded with a powerful tefillah.